Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
To truly listen is to risk being changed forever, says Sakaji Henderson. And it's really hard to listen with a clean, clear ear. Well, that's metaphorical, but I suppose it's literal too. I often find myself multitasking while listening or reacting while listening, and yet listening is such an important part of our communication. We too often focus on what we want to say or how we want to say it, how to make our point. I remember playing a difficult boss in a little theater piece in a leadership class, and the participant's job was to influence me. Out of dozens of people, only one asked me questions and then really listened. Everybody else was focusing on how to get their message across and how to move me in a direction they wanted to see me move. Listening is hard, but it's an essential part of our communication. It's hard physically because I've read that the average person talks at a rate of about 125 to 175 words per minute, while we can listen or comprehend at the rate of up to 450 words per minute. Because of the difference between the speaking speed and the thought speed, we have a 75% time differential, which allows our minds to wander. So this key part of communication is one we don't often focus on, and it's physically and mentally hard to do. And then add to that our egos, wanting to be right or prove the other person wrong. And listening can be extremely difficult to do with a clean, clear perspective. As Stephen Covey said in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, quote, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. So if someone is saying something I don't necessarily agree with, I am listening to gather ammunition. It is a huge difference between listening to reply and listening to really understand. Even when we listen with the best of intentions, to being of help, building our friendship, how we listen might lead us to give advice or to share how I had a similar experience and then we're off on my story. Clean, clear listening is such a gift, both to the person speaking and to ourselves, because we build friendships, we build relationships, and we learn. If our mindset is to understand, we can open up to a much bigger perspective. Susan Scott, in her book Fierce Conversations, uses the metaphor of a beach ball. I'm only seeing one side. Say I'm seeing the red, blue, and yellow side, and the other person brings their perspective. They're bringing the white, green, and orange side. I could learn something. I could get a more full picture of what's there. Or I could argue that all there is to a beach ball is the red, blue, and yellow that I see. It sounds silly, but it's what most of us do. Research shows we tend to think that what we see is all there is. So we go into these conversations without curiosity, but instead to make our point. To get in the right frame of mind to truly hear is so important for us to open up and really hear what the other person is saying. In Jennifer Garvey Berger's book, Simple Habits for Complex Times, she suggests that deep listening is not listening to hear how what they say impacts us. Deep listening is listening to what they say and wondering what it means to them. And here's the irony in all of this. Listening does help you influence. People who feel heard are more likely to listen to you. Of course, if I'm listening so that I can have my turn, you might have missed the point here. Listening is not just keeping my mouth shut. It is also keeping my mind open to what is being said. As Margaret Wheatley said, listening is such a simple act. It requires us to be present, and that takes practice. But we don't have to do anything else. We don't have to advise or coach or sound wise. We just have to be willing to sit there and listen.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.